Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2886, and today's date is September 28th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Trump Confirmed Nothing Can Stop This Nothing. Believe truth is a force of nature. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the private was the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the corrupt politicians, their entire agenda is completely falling apart right in front of their eyes. Yes, we're seeing the economy completely implode. We're starting to see currencies completely implode. And we're starting to see the central banks, they're getting very nervous in what is happening. Because remember, they don't have a cover story. They don't have a pandemic. They don't have a global economic shutdown. They don't have a war. And everything is being played out in the open. They never expected this to happen so quickly. They never expected the economy to perform like it is. Remember, they thought everyone was going to be shut down. The global economy was going to be shut down. People were going to be in their houses, and they were going to be able to print like crazy. And they would be able to blame the pandemic. And they would say, look, we're seeing the inflation because everything shut down. Supply chains that are come to a screeching halt. And we're giving checks to everyone just so they can survive. And we're starting to see inflation. It's because of the pandemic, because the global economic system is shut down. But now they don't have that. They don't have any of it. And what are people seeing? Their people are seeing the entire system completely fall apart. They're seeing currencies implode on themselves. And people now know exactly who's responsible for this. I do believe this is the entire plan from the very beginning. You need to show the people who is actually causing this and who is responsible for all this as they push their agenda. And this is what the people are seeing right now. Think about it. The Federal Reserve is continually raising rates, not by 10 basis points or 20 basis points. The last one was 75 basis points. And they're accelerating this. Now, we know what happens when you raise rates in a controlled economy. It completely implodes on itself. We enter a recession, then a depression. And the economy can't sustain itself. That is what we're seeing. And we're starting to see, like, the housing market completely fall apart. Because what happens when you raise rates very, very quickly? A lot of people are thrown out of the market. A lot of people can't purchase a home. The sellers then can't sell their homes. And what happens to the housing market? It starts to fall apart. And we're starting to see this already. Every time the private West Central Bank raises rates, it hurts the economy. Because remember, they've been keeping us in this artificial economy for a very long time. They had rates very low. They've been controlling the markets. They've been controlling pretty much everything. Now it's out of their control. I mean, look at the housing market, for example. U.S. pending home sales, they tumbled to 11-year lows. And each time they raise the rates, it gets worse and worse. The pending home sales, they fell 2% month on month, more than the 1.5% month on month decline expected, pushing the index down to 22.5% year on year. This is a complete and utter disaster. And it's getting worse and worse. Just look at the stock market. The stock market is a complete and utter mess. Now, Biden was out there, and this is what ABC News is reporting on. He said the stock market, the last guy measure of everything, is about 20% higher than it was when my predecessor was there. It has hit record after record after record on my watch while making things more equitable for working class people. Well, is the market doing really, really well, or is it really falling apart? Well, it's below 30,000 already. And when you start to add it all up, and this is coming from Ryan Savender, who responded to this, CNBC put this out and said stock market losses wipe out $9 trillion from Americans' wealth. So how are the people looking at this? Are they looking at Biden going, oh, yeah, you know something, you're absolutely right. We're not feeling it. We didn't lose anything. No, the people are looking at this and saying, whoa, what are you talking about? Don't you see what's happening? Actually, if you start to look at the resident and you look at the administration and the White House press secretary, everything that they're doing, everything that they're trying to gaslight you on, the people are seeing right through it. It is not working on the public anymore. And the public is continually calling them out on it. And the people now are awake and they understand it. Because when the people experience the economy completely implode on itself, where there's inflation, high fuel costs, the market's turning down, people understand what's going on. And the situation is just getting worse and worse as time goes on. Now, really think about this. We're actually now going to see a currency war. And it's not the currency war that everyone thinks of, where, oh, this country's currency is fighting against China's currency. No, this is going to be the fiat currency, which we have now today, going up against gold, silver, and Bitcoin. That is going to be the currency war. And we can see that the UK, they are in trouble. Bullions, Bitcoin BS on Telegram put this out and says, and actually is pointing to Stack Hodler, and it says, the Bank of England, the world's eighth oldest bank, the bank that served as the model for most of the world's central banks, today acknowledged that the only way pension funds will remain solvent is if the bank debases its currency to buy government debt. Can you see it yet? Can you see what's happening? Absolutely. Down below, this is what it says. Rothschild-owned and controlled banks, the Fed and the IRS. Fact, U.S. Federal Reserve is a privately owned company sitting on its very own patch of land, immune to the U.S. laws. Confirm green sky equals giving an order to Captain Green to do something to the Rothschilds. Can't wait for the green light. Now, remember, this is the fifth largest economy, and they're losing credibility in the bond and currency markets, and it's happening right in front of our eyes. And now they're going to start quantitative easing to try to put a floor under its bond market. The pound responded to this by dropping to new lows. Do you think this is going to help the situation, or is this going to hurt the situation? Are they desperate now? Remember, they never expected any of this to happen right now. They thought they would have 8, 9, 10, 11 years to slowly transition us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Trump and the Patriots, they accelerated the entire plan. And now the entire fiat system, the entire private West central bank system is now imploding on itself, which means people are going to wake up in droves, and not just here in the United States, but around the world. And more countries are going to push back. Now, think about it. The private West central bankers, what's their main agenda? Their main agenda is the Great Reset and the central bank digital currency. Yes, we have the Green New Deal, but that is their main agenda. Think about what's happening around the world right now. Think about what happened in Sweden, where now we have conservatives in Sweden. Now think about what's happening in Italy, where we have conservatives in Italy. And I do believe this is going to happen in France. It's going to happen in Canada. And we're going to see it happen in many other countries. If there's a change of guard in these countries, do you think the private West central bank is going to be able to push the central bank digital currency? Or are they going to get pushback from these leaders and the people of this country? There's a reason why the people voted in the person they did to go up against the left. The reason for it is because they weren't happy with the economic system. They weren't happy with the leadership. Do you think now that you think these countries are going to go along with the World Economic Forum, with the private West central bank? I don't believe so. I believe everything is now changing. The world is changing. And as the world changes, the people, the leaders of these countries now are going to push back. The same thing's going to happen here in the United States. Yes, we might have the resident in there, and I do believe he was put there in place so everyone can see the truth of the matter. Everyone can see the true central bank economy. Everyone can see the true agenda of the deep state players of the private central bank and the World Economic Forum. And I do believe in the end, as the situation gets worse and worse and people see the truth, the people are going to start to understand, just like the other countries, they're going to start to understand, you know, something, the central bank digital currency is not the way we want to go. We don't want a social credit system. We don't want control over what we do. You see, the people already had the pandemic. The people already saw the push for the vaccine passport, and people rejected this. The people said, no, we are not going along with this. And people started to push back, and people saw how these individuals tried to control our lives. They shut down our businesses, and they tried to make everyone stay at home and don't do any business, don't do anything. Let's just let the economy completely fall apart. The people saw all of this. The people reacted. The people said, no way, not on our watch. This is not happening. And the people started to push back. And everything was reversed that they were trying to do. Now they're trying to bring in central bank digital currency. And we already see changes around the world. Do you really think they're going to be able to push this? Absolutely not. Because the people, they are awake. When you're awake, you can see very clearly. When you can see very clearly, you can stop things from happening. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots set in motion here with the United States and the rest of the world, as we go down this path and the resident, the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, the private central bank can't stop what is happening, and we go into a full-blown depression. And actually, Trump, he said recession was the nice word. I don't know if depression is the bad word. Maybe it's even worse than that. But as we approach that, the people are going to say, whoa, we got to put the brakes on this. What you are doing is not working. The Fed and their policies, it is not working. We are now in a depression. Everything the resident is doing is not working. The puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, the push into the central bank digital currency, all of this is not working because now the people are suffering, the economy's in the dumper, and people are saying, yeah, you know something? This is not what we want. Everything that you have done, all your policies, your agenda, and all the talk and everything else did not work. And I do believe when this happens, the people are going to really wake up and they're going to really understand that it is time to make a change. And I do believe this is going to be worldwide and the people are going to wake up throughout the world and say, we are not going along with your agenda. It already started with the pandemic and now it's moving into the economy and the central bank digital currency. I do believe that the people now, they are going to push back like we've never seen before. Like I said, from the very, very beginning, in the end, the people are going to make the final decision of where this economy goes. And to get us where we need to go and have the people make that decision, you need to bring the people to a certain point where they're uncomfortable, where they say, enough is enough. I can't take it. I'm past angry. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do something. Once the people reach that period, that point in time, that's when the people push back. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing us to that point. So the people start to push back, not just in this country, but around the world. And we're already starting to see it around the world. I do believe the entire world is going to wake up and the world is going to push back against the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, like we've never seen before. Because how do you bring down a system that is so infiltrated in every single country, where it's this gigantic octopus with tentacles all over the place, controlling everything? How do you bring something this large down? You get the world to wake up and you get the world to push back against them. And that is what we're seeing. And I do believe in the end, it's going to work. And we're going to see a different system, a system that no one has really seen before. I mean, if you go back to 1913 and previous to that, yes, people have seen that, but not many of those people are alive right now. We're going to see a system that will exist without the private Western Central Bank, where we as a people are not borrowing currency with interest, where we don't have the IRS to track our every move. Once people get a taste of an economy that is not a private Western Central Bank economy, the people will finally learn and understand how the central bank system enslaved the people and made the people work harder and harder and harder for less, and how the people had to pay more and more into taxes. Actually, if you go back in time, we've seen this before. During the times of kings and queens, when they said tax the serfs, and that people said, well, they really don't have any more money. Who cares? Tax them again. We need to fill our coffers. This is what we've been going through right now. And when people get a taste of an economy without the private Western Central Bank, where we are not borrowing currency, where there's no interest attached, and we don't have to pay this back, you're going to watch an economy flourish like we've never seen before. And I'm not just talking about the 1%. I'm talking about every single person in this country. They're going to experience something very, very different. And the people, when they look back, they're going to go, why were we ever in a central bank system? It doesn't make any sense, because now we see what a true economy is, what an open and free market is. Once people experience this, the central bank loses. And the people will continue to push the central bank out, and they will not let them back in. And I do believe we are approaching this very, very quickly. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that respects and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing all of this to the next level. Really think about what is happening right now. Trump, he's continually retruthing Anons, pointing to Q and having the fake news go absolutely crazy over this and having a discussion about, ooh, is Q real? Is Q fake? Why is Trump doing this? What's going on? He's doing this on purpose. I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now is they are now prepared and ready to confirm everything. And I do believe as Trump continually retruths these Anons with certain memes, that's exactly what he's doing. He's confirming everything that we've been doing for a very long time. All the conspiracies that the fake news continually reported on and other people, now it's being confirmed right in front of them. And I do believe there's a reason for all of this, because now we're getting to the stage where the storm is now approaching. Trump already confirmed that the storm is coming. And the storm is the truth, the facts, documentation to actually show the country who the treasonous criminals really are. And that is where we're headed. I do believe Trump is getting prepped and ready for all of this and actually bringing attention to all of this. Because remember, the truth is a force of nature. Nothing will be able to stand up to this. Nothing will be able to stop it. Because the truth is built on facts. The truth stands tall. And it wipes away propaganda. And that's what we're going to see. Remember, everything that we've known from the very, very beginning, all these different stories the deep state tells us and the fake news tells us about the pandemic, about Russia, 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 about the impeachment hoax, about January 6th, about the election fraud, that is all built on what? Propaganda. Now we're going to see that propaganda. It's going to be hit by the truth. And the truth will not be able to be stopped. It will continue on almost like an avalanche. It's rolling down the hill. It's building up speed. It's getting bigger and bigger. And anything is in its path, all the propaganda, everything they're trying to throw at it, is going to be demolished by the avalanche of truth. And that's what we're going to see. And we can see Trump, he's getting ready for his next move. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Trump, because it seems like he's back on top. Remember when he spent his time in the White House compared to Obama, Clinton, the Bushes, and everyone else? They all got wealthier and wealthier in the White House. Same with all the other corrupt politicians. Trump, he lost his wealth during his time in the White House. But now that he's been out of the White House, it seems that he is now back on top. And now he's number 343 richest person in the country. And this is according to Forbes. So now he is among the 400 richest people in the United States. And this is why he couldn't be bought off. This is why they couldn't convince him or get him or do anything, because he doesn't need their money. He doesn't need anything that they have. And they tried to get him on many different things, but that didn't work either. They tried all the propaganda with Avenatti, the porn stars, other people that saying that he raped them, that he was on Epstein's Island. It all turned out to be fake, phony, and false. And now they used up all their ammunition and they're struggling right now. And I'm talking about the deep state. They're struggling because every single story didn't work. Now, if you really think about it, If it was a rhino and if it was part of their entire system, yes, they could destroy people's lives because most of these other individuals, the corrupt politicians, they were blackmailed. They caught them in certain acts. Trump is an outsider. Trump didn't go along with all these people. This is why they could never find anything on him. And as they continually tried, it showed the people, wait a minute, they're just making up stuff now. And it's getting harder and worse for them. And things aren't making sense. And now the people are awake and the people now see the truth. They see that everything that they did to Trump, they projected everything onto him. And now the people now are watching the deep state players, watching the fake news, watching big tech, watching the corrupt politicians, watching the FBI, watching the Department of Justice, and they're watching all of these people scramble around because they're trying to cover up their crimes. And this is a game changer right now. Now, the other thing is very interesting because we could see a lot of things happening in this country, and I do believe the resident was put there on purpose. The people now can see the true agenda of the deep state players. They can see the corrupt politicians. Most of them don't make sense. Remember, they installed most of these people, and if you notice, most of these people, they're like mediocre people because they couldn't bring in really, really stupid people because it would be very noticeable. They couldn't bring in really, really smart people because they would start to question things. So they had to bring in people that are right in that sweet spot where they can control them, they can blackmail them, and they can have them do whatever they want. And that's why when these people speak, they don't sound too bright. They sound kind of stupid. And I do believe this is why we've been seeing a lot of the posts where it says these people are stupid, because a lot of these people are. And they are controlled. If you notice, all of these mediocre people that just can't stand on their own, they can't have a conversation. If you notice, they don't want to have a debate with the real patriots. They don't want to have a debate with those people that are smart, those people that have a head on their shoulder, those people that can go after them. If you notice, they're afraid of these people. Because you have a mediocre person going up against a champion. And this is why they don't want to debate the champions, because they know they're going to lose. See, without the Patriots, and you just have the installed Rhino Republican, you have the installed Democrat, yeah, you can have them debate because really they're on the same team and they just pass back and forth and nobody notices the difference. When you bring in a real Patriot, it's a game changer. And that's what we've been seeing. And think about everything that we've been seeing with the resident, because again, he's a mediocre person. He's not smart. They brought him in. They blackmailed him. They used him. Yes, he made deals with Ukraine and China and things like that, because this is what these people do. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. And people now can see very, very clearly that this individual, who's the resident living in the White House today, he has no idea what he's doing. He never did. And now people can see this very clearly. People are now seeing everything. I do believe Trump presented the entire agenda of the deep state on a silver platter so people can see all of this play out. Just like the borders. The borders are a complete and utter mess. And what's very interesting about this is that the American taxpayers, they are footing the bill for the illegal immigrants' passage into the U.S., and they don't even know it. USA Aid is no longer hiding its efforts involved in the invasion along with the U.S. southern border. In June this year, USAID was awarded millions to assist migrants entering the U.S. Remember, these people, they didn't go to a port of entry. They just jumped the border, which means they're here illegally. They broke the United States law, which means they can be deported. And we could see that people now can see this very, very clearly. Remember, when Trump was in the White House and he was building the wall, people were confused. People didn't know what was going on. I thought the borders were always secure. Trump needed to show everyone the true agenda of the deep state. I do believe Trump could have finished the wall, but I don't think he wanted to, because if he finished the wall, the deep state players wouldn't be able to bring in all of these people and people wouldn't see the truth. And sometimes you really need to show the people the truth and have them understand that this isn't right. And that's what we're seeing. Now, out in New York, we can see they are now building 10 cities because now we have Texas, we have Arizona, and many other different states. They are flying the people into New York. And now they're building tent cities. But the people around the area are saying, well, we don't want all these illegals in here. Our values of our homes are going to go down. Who's going to pay for all this? This is absolutely ridiculous. And I do believe the people are going to start to push back. And I do believe that this is what it's all about. It's about getting people angry, because there's many different phases of reaching that precipice. People look, they say, oh, I don't like this. This is no good. Then they get angrier and angrier. And finally, they stand up and they say, enough is enough. I'm going to stop this. And they get together with other people and they make a move. I don't mean a violent move. They go and they start to push against the agenda of these corrupt politicians. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are actually doing across this country. Not even this country, but I think the world, where they're making people get off their butt and say, enough is enough. Yes, we've been angry. Yes, we don't agree, but now we're going to do something. This is how you change everything. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening right now. And Trump needs this to happen because he needs the people behind him. I mean, think about what's happening right now. We now have multiple platforms. One is Truth Social, where you're not seeing censoring. People can speak freely on it. Doesn't matter if people say it's hate speech or not, because remember, our founding fathers never said, oh, by the way, it's free speech, except it's hate speech, because what's hateful for one person is not hateful for another. And what you deem hateful, it might not be hateful. It might be just hateful for you. And if you don't like listening to it, all you got to do is don't read it, don't listen to it, turn it off. But think about what the deep state players have been doing. They've had big tech platforms, and they tried to use the cover story of hate speech to try to control free speech. That's really what it is. They weren't really going after hate speech. That was the lead-in to control speech. And that's what they've been doing on these social media platforms. And now the people can see this very, very clearly. If you go back in time and people said, listen, I got censored, people didn't really believe it. Going back in time. Now they see people getting censored. I mean, Russell Brandt, he was censored on YouTube. We have Libs of TikTok on Twitter. She was just banned once again. Now people can see this very, very clearly. Now, of course, they're saying, well, this is misinformation, disinformation, hate speech. See, it went from hate speech to misinformation, disinformation. This is about controlling speech. And this is why we have certain leaders out there, like the Prime Minister of New Zealand. She is calling for internet freedom. Now, remember, when they say internet freedom, they really mean the opposite. They really want to control the internet. They want to control what's being said on there. And she's calling the internet freedom a weapon of war in most recent UN speech. Calls for a new type of internet with rules and transparency. How do you tackle climate change if people don't believe it exists? See, basically what she wants to do is they want to control what is permissible to be said on the internet. We're seeing it today. I mean, look, we had the CDC reporting to the big tech platform saying, that's misinformation, that's disinformation. We had the Biden administration saying, oh no, the economy and everything else, I'm going to tell you what's misinformation and disinformation, just like the Hunter Biden laptop and everything else. See, they want to control certain things because they don't want the truth out there. So what they do is they use the cover story of hate, misinformation, disinformation, and they make it seem like, oh, this is a open and free internet, and we're just making sure that nobody gets hurt. Well, guess what? We're all adults. They're not our parents. We don't need people to monitor us so we don't get hurt. If somebody doesn't like something, just like if you're watching a TV show or you go to a movie or you're listening to a song, if you don't like the words, you don't like the show, you don't take your TV, you don't take your radio, smash it into a million pieces and report those people, you turn it off. You don't have to listen. And if the majority of the people decide, hey, this is not something we want, normally what happens is they don't continue with it. It's canceled after a while because there's not enough people watching it. But if there are people that want to see it, well, it will stay on because there are people that want to see it. But think about what the government is doing right now. The government and all these fake leaders What they want to do is they want to make up the rules and they want to tell you what can or cannot be said. You see, freedom of speech, no matter what someone is saying, you might not agree with it, you might not like it, but I will defend your right to say it every single time, as long as it doesn't break the law. And what I mean by that is if someone's saying to, you know, murder someone, or if someone's saying there's a fire when there really isn't a fire and making everyone trample out of the building, those things aren't allowed. But if people are just saying something and I don't agree with it, or you don't agree with it, or someone else doesn't agree with it, let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. You still are allowed to say it. And I do believe most of the people will defend these people because they have the right to say it. You might not like it, but this makes debate. This makes people talk about things. See, if you shut it down and you censor it, it's a one-sided conversation. But I guess that's what the deep state wants. That's what dictators want. They want a one-sided conversation. But this isn't happening anymore. Now, the people now are waking up and the people are saying, you know something? I am allowed to speak freely and we need to have a conversation. Now, the other side, if you notice, this is something they do not want. And this is why they keep pushing. Because remember, these are mediocre people. These are people that are pretty darn stupid. And if people start to talk back to them, guess what happens? They don't want to have that conversation because they can't have the conversation with those people that are awake and those people that are smart. And as time goes on, I do believe the majority of the people, they're going to continue to push back. And as you can see, the majority of the people, they're taking control. I mean, look what's happening out in Italy. Look what's happening out in Sweden. Look what's happening in this country in all different states. You can see the patriots now are taking back control. The people of these different countries, the people here in the United States, they're waking up and they're starting to realize we need the patriots in position because we don't like where this world is headed. And we can see that the deep state players, they are panicking over this because they don't want this to happen. Remember, they've been in control for a very long time. They've been in control of the system. Now they're losing the system. They're losing the system to we the people. So what are they going to do? They're going to push their agenda like we've never seen before. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in North Korea, because we know that Kamala Harris, she's going to be visiting the border there, but not here in the United States. And she's going down there. And all of a sudden, North Korea, they decided to launch a ballistic missile. And the United States, of course, came out. And we shouldn't say the United States. We should say the deep state players came out and they condemned North Korea's ballistic missile launches. You know, what's very interesting is that every time like the resident or Kamala Harris or anyone else goes down to North Korea, South Korea border, North Korea does something. Remember when Trump was going to North Korea? They weren't firing missiles. Isn't that interesting? Trump, he walked across the DMZ, shook Kim Jong-un's hand. And we didn't have any missiles being fired whatsoever. But now we have them fired again. That's very interesting. And out in Ukraine, we can see the entire agenda is completely falling apart out in Ukraine. Piece by piece, Ukraine is losing their land. and it's getting harder and harder for them. And it seems that Zelensky, he admitted that the U.S. is sending Ukraine $1.5 billion every single month to the Kiev regime. Should the taxpayers be paying for this? $1.5 billion. Couldn't we solve world hunger with this? Couldn't we solve a lot of problems here in the United States with this money? Couldn't we put this money to better use? And I think the people now are starting to realize and starting to understand that, you know something? We're spending all this because this is the deep state lair. This is their home base, and they're using this money to keep it operational. And the people now are saying, I don't think we really want this anymore. And this is why the polls are showing that people don't want to support Ukraine. And as time goes on, we're going to see other countries. They're going to say, listen, we can't support Ukraine anymore. We can't send weapons. We can't do these things anymore. Actually, New Zealand is out there, which is one of the Five Eyes intelligence sharing partners. And they're saying, listen, we can no longer keep up with supplying what Ukraine is asking for without depleting our own stockpiles. So New Zealand is now bowing out. They said, but we'll help with the sanctions. We'll place sanctions on Russia, which means, oh yeah, we'll do that because it's meaningless, but we're not helping you anymore with the war against Russia. I do believe you're going to see other nations all of a sudden start to bow out because it's going to become too expensive. They never expected to go on this long. And sooner or later, the people of this country are going to be pointing the finger at Biden, saying enough is enough. We're wasting all this money to protect you and what you did in Ukraine and what Clinton did in Ukraine and what Obama did in Ukraine. But we can see that something is about to happen because the U.S. Embassy in Russia is warning Americans to leave Russia. And this is very interesting because we know that the fake news has been building the narrative about a nuclear war or World War III. And I do believe they're building the scare event up. And we could see the scare event, I do believe, has already started with what happened with the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline. Now, Bill Hennessy, he put out a very interesting article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read parts of it. And this is the analysis of Nord Stream pipeline sabotage. And only one country benefits. The explosions guarantee that Germany and the EU won't go wobbly with regard to sanctions against Russia energy imports. The damage to the pipelines will take months to repair, and repairs are unlikely to begin until next summer. Even if Germany were to cry uncle as civil unrest intensifies over lack of heat and energy, even if Russia decided to turn the power back on, the conduit for Russian gas to Europe is broken. The first explosion was recorded at about 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday, the second at 7:04 p.m. on the same day. Gas leak warnings were issued on Monday at 1:52 p.m. and 8:41 p.m. Vessels passing through the area reportedly notified the Coast Guard of the seething of the sea surface. Lund argues that there are usually no military exercises in the area of the incident, which could theoretically cause damage to the pipeline. No military exercises in the area, but there were military exercises in the area recently enough. We will look into these exercises in a bit. So Nord Stream is dead, and the question becomes, who did it? Means, motive, and opportunity. Only a government with advanced naval warfare capability could have executed the sabotage. That limits the suspects to Germany, Great Britain, France, United States, Russia, and China. But means also involves proximity. Chinese or French naval activities in the area would have raised flags. Geography would seem to preclude the United States, except for the fact that the U.S. Navy operates in every ocean in the world with advanced warfighting capabilities. So the list of suspects with the means to destroy the Nord Stream is down to the U.K., U.S., Russia, and Germany. So what is the motive? Germany has no motive to damage its energy lifeline. Germany is highly dependent on Russian natural gas. Entire German industries are being nationalized because of the lack of energy due to sanctions against Russia and Russia reducing flow through the pipelines. Germans held massive protests over the weekend demanding Germany pull out of the anti-Russian alliance in exchange for a return of energy. Great Britain has also suffered under the sanctions imposed after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. The British economy is in shambles, forcing the UK central bank to pivot back to quantitative easing. The new government in the UK has its hands full with forming a government. It is unlikely the Brits would attempt such a caper. Russia seems to have a motive. Inflict long-term pain on Europe for sending lethal arms to Ukraine, but Russia didn't need to blow up the pipelines. Russia controls the valves that send or halt gas flow to Europe, and she's already turned off the spigot once before. Russia paid for a portion of the pipeline and expects to resume profitable energy exports to Europe once the war with Ukraine settles. Why would Russia cut off its own nose? That leaves the United States, and we shouldn't say the United States, that leaves the deep state players. So what are the motives of the deep state players? First, the deep state became the number one exporter of liquefied natural gas to Europe once Russia cut off the flow. German dependence on U.S. LNG is a carrot to keep Germany in the sanction alliance. With winter approaching and German unrest on the rise, the State Department would have been concerned the Germans would go wobbly, reduce sanctions, cut off arms to Ukraine, and beg Putin for energy. The loss of the Nord Stream pipelines eliminates that path to renewed gas imports to Germany. Second, the Biden family has long been tangled up in natural gas in Ukraine. Hunter Biden was on the board of Ukraine's largest natural gas company, a position that provided Ukrainian oligarchs with access to Joe Biden. Hunter, who has no experience in energy, made millions from the deal, and Ukraine got a bought and paid for president of the United States. Plus, we have Nancy Pelosi's son, we have Kerry, we have many other people involved in this. Third, the Democratic Biden needs to staunch the popularity bleeding that threatens to kill Democratic control of Congress come November. So only the United States has a compelling reason to destroy Europe's energy lifeline from Russia. Only the deep state has both the means and the motive. But what about opportunity? Operation Bull Tops 22, June 2022. Sea Power magazine, the official magazine of the Navy League, reported in June on a U.S. exercise in the Baltic Sea, directly over the spots where the two massive undersea explosions took out the Nord Stream pipeline. The Navy had the opportunity to plant explosives on the pipes in June for remote detonation at the time of the resident's choosing. And the world's largest amphibious ship, the USS Kearsarge, was recently in the area. That is very interesting. And we know that the CIA warned the German government against attacks on the Baltic Sea pipelines. They were already saying, oh yeah, this is going to happen, because they like to project everything that they're going to do before it happens. Now, think about all of this and think about Trump and the Patriots' strategy here. Remember, this is actually an act of war. And I do believe as everything intensifies and everything builds up, because we know that Trump has been telling us that all of this could lead to World War III, it could lead to nuclear war. I do believe all of this is being built up to have Trump come in once again. Now, it could happen out in Ukraine. It seems like that's where it's happening. It could have happened out in Taiwan, but it does seem like it's happening out in Ukraine. I do believe that this is so Trump can step in and he can work out a peace deal and shut all of this down. Remember, peace through strength. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. Everyone is talking about the big hurricane barreling into Florida, as they should be. But perhaps a far more important event in the longer term was the announcement that the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines out of Russia, which I brought to the world's attention as president when I explained how crippling reliance on it could be for Germany and other parts of Europe. Everyone laughed at the time, but they're not laughing anymore. Has been sabotaged. And he did that on all caps, by the way. This could lead to major escalation or war. Then Trump on Truth Social, he retruths something from Khal Drogo. And this was, and we played this before, where, not actually played it, we read it, where Biden was saying that they're going to shut down Nord Stream 2. Now, this was going back in time, and actually they really did it. And Trump, he retruthed this and said the following, wow, what a statement. World War III, anyone? And yes, this is building up right now. Think about it. The fake news has been reporting on the narrative, and Biden was out there saying, well, if Putin goes ahead and uses nuclear weapons or anything like that, see, they're building the narrative because this is what they're trying to push. Then Trump put this out on Truth Social. He said the following, U.S. leadership should remain cool, calm, and dry on the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipelines. This is a big event that should not entail a big solution, at least not yet. The Russia-Ukraine catastrophe should never have happened and would definitely not have happened if I were president. Do not make matters worse with the pipeline blow up. Be strategic. Be smart. Brilliant. Get a negotiated deal done now. Both sides need and want it. The entire world is at stake. I will head up the group. So he's already saying, listen, I will step in and I will shut down all of this. Remember, there was an instance where North Korea and the United States, we were on the brink of war. And I do believe this was during Bill Clinton. I do believe Carter stepped in and shut all of this down. Trump is doing the same exact thing. It's going to look incredible on the world stage. We have the resident pushing war. We have all his administrative puppets pushing war. Trump steps in and shuts it all down and has peace once again, just like the Abraham Accord, just like stopping the endless wars in the Middle East. Clandestine put this out on True Social and said the following. The stage is being set for Trump to come in and clean up the mess overnight, saving the world from what appears to be assured destruction. Then the normies worldwide will be shown that Trump was able to solve the problem, which will beg the question as to why Trump was able to resolve global tensions and the Biden admin establishment could not. Then we will arrive at the conclusion that the problem was in fact the Biden admin and their globalist partners. Trump is about to win over the world. Absolutely. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this was set up from the very beginning. I do believe it's going to look scary. I do believe the fake news, the Biden administration, the globalists, and the rest, they're going to be pushing war. Trump is going to step in and all of a sudden we're going to have peace through strength. And this is going to be very interesting how this all plays out. And yes, the fake news are going to try to spin it. Yes, the fake news, they're not going to try to report on it. Yes, they're going to try to do all these things, but the word is going to get out and people are going to start to understand what's going on. And will this help the resident in the polls? This will push him down to almost nothing. What will it do to Trump? What will it do to everyone, every person that he's endorsing? It will lift them up. And the people will see the puppet masters, the globalists, the rhinos, they all want war. Trump wants peace. And people want peace. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Trump did mention the hurricane. The hurricane is hitting Florida. Hopefully, everyone is safe. I saw some pictures. It's hitting the West Coast near a little bit below Tampa, and it looks absolutely devastating. And I hope everyone took precautions and everyone is safe there. But Biden said something very, very interesting about the hurricane. First of all, did he call DeSantis yet? Or is he going to a fundraiser why this is happening? But he said the following. If you're in a state where a hurricane often strike like Florida or the Gulf Coast or in Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated. He said, now everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated in a hurricane or a natural disaster hits. Does that even make sense? Why would anyone be worried about being vaccinated? Well, DeSantis, he hit back. He said, this is a strange and puzzling assertion from the resident. And DeSantis said, Florida's world-class emergency management and first responder are ready to help all Floridians impacted by Hurricane Ian, regardless of vaccination status. It remains utterly unclear what getting vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus, which Americans have had ample opportunity to do, has to do with preparing for a massive storm, which is expected to bring catastrophic flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and mass power outages across the state. So it doesn't even make sense what Biden is doing unless you look at it through a different lens. And when you look at it through a different lens, what do you see? You see an individual that's working for Big Pharma, for the World Economic Forum, for the deep state players, and you see this individual pushing the drugs for Big Pharma. That's what you see. And Everyone now is seeing this, and that's the only thing they have on their mind. They don't care what happens to anyone in this country or around the world. If you notice, no matter what's happening, they always say get vaccinated. I mean, there could be a volcano, there could be an earthquake, there could be a hurricane, people could be dying, and the only thing they have on their minds is their agenda and get vaccinated. So we can bring you into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But I think people are seeing this, and the people are starting to realize what's really going on here. And people are saying, wow, you really don't care about the people. And he really doesn't, because where is he? Is he ready to go and help in Florida? No, it doesn't seem that way, does it? It seems like he's doing the opposite. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it seems that the CDC quietly lift the universal mask recommendations for healthcare providers. Without any fanfare, without actually coming out and making a big production like they do with everything else, where they want you vaccinated, they want you to wear a mask, they want you to stay, you know, 6 feet apart. But when they're reversing everything, they do it very, very quietly. So now they're saying that the healthcare workers, they don't need to wear a mask anymore. If you notice, everything that they tried to push, everything that they tried to do is completely fallen apart. They don't have the upper hand. They don't have the science behind them, like they say. All the science is against them. And this, they will not be able to pull off again, because the people of this country, the people of the world, are not going to believe them. Just like the people aren't believing what is happening with January 6th, with Mar-a-Lago, with the FBI, Department of Justice. The people now are seeing the truth, and the people are starting to understand that everything that these individuals have been doing, it is for their own protection and to cover up their crimes. That's what people are seeing now. And we can see that there are certain individuals like Howley. He's saying, listen, FBI, Department of Justice, you need to preserve your documents. Think about it. We had Rand Paul telling Fauci, you're going to need to preserve your documents. They're all telling all these different agencies, the CDC, the FDA, the FBI, Department of Justice, you must preserve your records. You know why? Because they're going to have investigations. Now, do you really think these people are going to preserve their records? They're criminals. What do they normally do to the records? They destroy them to cover up their crimes. That's what they normally do. Why do you think they were looking for the documentation that Trump had? Because they wanted it back. They probably wanted it to classify or destroy it. But is that working? No. Trump, the Patriots, they have it all. They caught them all. They're not just going to leave it around so they can just take it back. They got them where they want them. Trump, the Patriots, they have all the leverage. And they're going to use this leverage against them. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he's continually retruthing Anons. And it seems like he's timing it with certain posts. Jordan Sather on Telegram put this out, and he said, exactly 2 years ago on September 28th, 2020, Q posted a link to a video called "The Video Will Get Donald Trump Elected." And if you haven't heard this video, I played it many times on the report, you should go listen to it. It talks about everything, basically the plan, what he was going to do to bring down the deep state players. Let me continue. Today, Trump retruthed the same video on his Truth Social feeds. Quite the two-year delta. He actually waited for three minutes after midnight to retruth it, so it has the same exact date. Not the same year, but the same date. So everyone would look at the video once again, letting you know, and I do believe he's confirming this, letting you know that this is the direction we have always been heading in. And it's on his timetable. It's on the military's timetable, because they needed to wake the people up. They needed to show the people the truth. And now the people, they have woken up, and the people are pushing back. And here's another one that he retruthed, and this is coming from God and Country. It's a meme. It's a picture of Trump, and it says, the truth is a force of nature. Absolutely. And then we have another one, and it's a meme, and it says, nothing can stop what is coming, nothing. Remember, this is not just a saying. And what he put on here was believe, which confirms that this is exactly the direction we're heading in, and everything that's happening right now to bring down the deep state, to arrest these people, to bring them to trial, Nothing will stop this. Remember, the truth is the force of nature. It is just like an avalanche coming down the hill. Anything in its path, all the propaganda in its path, it will destroy it. And now that Trump has the people behind him, he has all the leverage, you need to believe that this is exactly what he's been doing this entire time. And remember, he knows exactly what this means, because if you go back to post 3891, this is March 9, 2020, he retweeted a meme that says, "For my next piece, nothing can stop this, nothing." And he actually wrote, "Does anyone know what this means?" He knows exactly what it means, but now he's actually confirming it. And down below in this post, 3891, it says, "Nothing can stop what is coming, nothing. Rig for red, Q." And we are heading into October right now, and this is very interesting. And here's another post, which is post 2301. This is September 30th, 2018, coming up on a four-year delta. Red October, stay tuned and watch, Q+. So it seems that Trump, he's confirming that we are headed in the right direction, the plan is working, and nothing is going to stop this, and he's telling everyone, believe it, which tells you that if he's putting out all these Anon posts on True Social, and he wants the fake news to question him, and we know that the storm is coming, he has all the leverage. He has everything he needs. The people are awake. Durham's on the hunt. Weiss is right behind him. We have the declassified information. The deep state, they're in trouble. The deep state, they're floundering. And now we're going to have Trump step in and stop World War III. He's going to be the peacemaker, and he's going to have peace through strength. Once this happens, this is game over for the deep state players. It doesn't mean they're just going to sit back and say, we give up and that's it. They're going to fight to the very end, because they know what happens in the end. If they don't keep fighting, they're going to prison, or maybe they'll take the easy way out. Remember, this is a chess game. In the game of chess, the Patriots already made their move, and the deep state knows that it's checkmate. Just a couple of moves, and then it's checkmate. What the deep state has been doing this entire time is they've been trying to use chaos to try to mess up the Patriots as they're making their moves. And it hasn't been working, which means they're running low on ammunition. They're running low on everything to get Trump. And Trump now is becoming more and more powerful, because the people are with him. The people see the truth. And once you have the people, the deep state, they lose the narrative. They lose control. They lose everything. You see, when the people were sleeping, they had control. They could do whatever they want. Now they can't. All they can do is push back against Trump. Remember, he's the bait. He's baiting them in. And as they continue to do this, it doesn't get better and better for them. Actually, it gets worse and worse, because people are watching it now. People are seeing it. And the deep state players, they're reacting to everything, which means they're desperate, which means they're trying everything and anything. And everything that they do is going to fail. Trump in the end, the people in the end, once the midterms happen, once we see the new governors, the new mayors, the new attorney generals, the new people in Congress, this is where the real power comes in. And nothing will be able to stop this. Nothing. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days.